In the Fall Line, subtitled How American Ski Racers Conquered a Sport on the Edge, Nathaniel Vinton chronicles the lead-up to the 2010 Winter Olympics and how U.S. skiers established themselves among the world's most accomplished during the Vancouver Games. Nathaniel Vinton, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
At the top of the list of skiers with whom you were concerned is Bodie Miller, about whom you probably could have written a longer book than The Fall Line without telling the whole story. How important has he been to the conquest referred to in the subtitle of your book?
I think Bodie Miller is as influential in the rise of the U.S. ski team as anyone. When he joined the team in 1996, the U.S. ski team was nowhere in the World Cup, which is the highest level of the sport, really. There were a few big stars, but nothing like what he became. He really had a vision for the way he needed to conduct himself in Europe on the World Cup tour, and that really set the standard for the team.
Miller is, of course, an American, but he chose to separate himself from the U.S. team. Why did he feel that that was necessary to his progress?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I think the most compelling is that Miller is somebody who has always sort of needed to establish some obstacles for himself, to make himself the underdog in a way and get the motivation out of the challenges that that creates. So setting off on your own to form your own team like he did, he called it Team America, which he borrowed from the puppet film by the South Park creators. That was something that cost a lot of money and introduced a lot of uncertainty to his racing program, but allowed him to win on the World Cup on his own terms.
The most successful U.S. female skier at the Vancouver Games in 2010 was Lindsey Vonn with one gold medal and one bronze, unless it was Julia Mancuso with two silvers. Which scores more points, a gold and a bronze or two silvers?
Well, certainly in name recognition and Wheaties box kind of fame, the gold medal counts for a lot more. But Julia Mancuso is so impressive. If you look at her career over time, she rises to the occasion at the big events. I wouldn't count her out next week at the World Championships in Beaver Creek, Colorado. She's always sort of dangerous when the spotlight turns to her.
Of the last World Cup race before the 2010 Olympics, you maintain that it was a blessing that Lindsey Vonn didn't win because, quote, fans needed to know she was mortal. What had she done to create the impression that she wasn't mortal?
Well, in the 2009 season, she was just so dominant on the World Cup tour. She could win. She won so many races that year. She had made a big gamble going into the 2010 Olympics. She had switched ski manufacturers from Rossignol to Head, which is doesn't sound like a big deal, but it these skiers have such a refined sense of the equipment on their feet, and that really could have thrown her game off. But she pulled it together in time for the season, and on these fresh skis that she hadn't really had a lot of time practicing with, she looked like she'd been on them all her life.
Vonn recently broke a 35-year-old record for most World Cup victories by a woman. She now has 64. Could anybody have foreseen this sort of dominance just a few years ago?
Well, around 2007, 2008 is where Lindsey Vonn started to really take off. But then these injuries that came, I think a lot of people thought that she wasn't going to break that record set by Anne-Marie Moser-Prohl in the 1970s. That was a timeless record, as is the ultimate record, which is 86 World Cup wins for Ingemar Stenmark, the great Swedish racer. And, I think that is something that she might be setting her sights on next.
At the Sochi Olympics in 2014, Bodie Miller won his sixth Olympic medal. He is the oldest man to win a medal in alpine skiing. He became perhaps as well known over his career for his contentiousness as for his skiing success. Has he mellowed?
In my opinion, he has mellowed in some ways. Fatherhood might have done that to him, but it's also just wear and tear on his body. I think that's mellowed him out a little bit too. But he's still the same person. He hasn't changed radically, and he is a really fascinating character. I mean, I could have written a book twice as long just about him.
You address a threat to the sport that has nothing to do with physical danger to athletes or commercialization. Tell us a little about, quote, snow reliability and why that has become such a concern.
Snow reliability is a term that people in the ski industry use for how long of a winter and how serious of a winter you can expect at a ski resort, particularly in the Alps. Some of the great downhills of the world, the Hahnenkamm at Kitzbühel and the downhill at Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany, these are races that are at relatively low elevations where it looks like at current rates there may not be reliable snow in 100 years' time. So the alpine skiing sport in general is looking at a sort of existential challenge here with climate change.
Lindsey Vonn will compete in this week's World Ski Championships in her hometown of Vail, but she can't compete forever. Bodie Miller has suffered recent injuries. Does the U.S. have other up-and-coming skiers who can be as successful as Vonn and Miller have been?
They do. I think there's a little bit of anxiety at the U.S. ski team about these two big stars moving on eventually. Vonn certainly has a few more years, maybe another Olympics in her. Miller is getting very close to the end, we think. But Michaela Schifrin is still very young and is a very, very bright prospect. If you look at the history of the team, you don't know where the next big star is coming from. Bodie Miller came out of nowhere. No one would have picked him at age 18 to be setting the kind of records and scoring the kind of results that he's had. So there's somebody out there probably that the U.S. ski team is going to try to identify as soon as they can and bring along. I'd be ready for surprises.
Nathaniel Vinton is the author of The Fall Line, How American Ski Racers Conquered a Sport on the Edge. He joined me from NPR's New York Bureau. Nathaniel, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
To learn more about The Fall Line, go to onlyagame.org. There you'll find my review of the book as well as an excerpt from it.